Hello, lady called Caroline.
I'm just sat out in a retail park outside of Leeds, actually.
Oh, my God. That is classic Caroline.
You're joking, but it is.
Every time we speak, she's sat outside a retail park in Leeds. Every single goddamn time. Are you desperate for a microwave or something, or a Hoover, or are you working there?
A bed, I'm after. No, I'm on my way back to Sheffield, ready to go to work.
What did you do last night, Caroline?
Had a very exciting evening. I drove from Sheffield to Leeds, kind of on a whim. I'd had a really bad day, but I drove.
What spurred you to go to Sheffield? Oh, you went to Leeds. What made you want to go to Leeds?
My two best friends live there, so we just drove because there was a very exciting show called The Big Reunion on.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Night. And that called for a big reunion in itself to me and my friends.
Boom.
So we had some beers, had a Chinese, and I headed over to watch that, and it was well worth the trip.
It sounds like you work on the marketing team and the PR team for the big reunion. The big reunion was on, and that spurred a big reunion. We just had a drink, we had a catch up, and we enjoyed a great show.
That would be my dream job, I think.
Hey, so what happens on it?
Last night it was about 5 and Liberty X, and then I think there's 911, Bewitched, The Honeys, and somebody else.
But, yeah, someone else. They were great.
Yeah.
They were really good.
It was like regressing to being 14 again.
I need to see this. Well, last
you really did.
I really need to see it. The only thing I saw on telly last night was Great British Railway Journey. So something not as good as the big reunion, is it? So I need to see that. I heard a rumour, actually. Well, I read it in the paper that 5 are now 4. There's one member gone off of 5. Is that what's happening?
There was a lot of aggression knocking about in the group. Jay refuses to be a part of it. Apparently, it wasn't happy camp back in the day. Not an ideal, so 5 are now 4. I don't know what they're going to call themselves.
Do they still have eyebrow piercings and terrible 90s tattoos?
They've got terrible accents. I don't know what's happened.
What kind of accents?
Well, Rich has moved to Australia, so he's got this weird Australian Brummy twang.
A beautiful accent, I imagine. Brummy Oz.
The best kind. And then, it talked about what they were doing now. We were trying to guess what they did now. We couldn't have been further from the truth.
I saw a tweet last night from Radio 1's Matt Edmondson that said that 1 of 5 eats glass as a hobby. Am I confused?
Did I miss that bit?
I don't know. I might have read it wrong.
I'll be watching it again.
Might have been grass. I don't know. Might have been talking about wildlife. I don't know.
Abs are like the real, you know, the kind of really street one. With
ABZ? Abs, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. He now lives on a farm in Lincolnshire.
Oh, what does he do?
Who knows? He just wears a cap.
Solely sit-ups and shaves his eyebrows. He's rushed off his feet. I need to check it out then. So is it on next week again?
It's on. I don't know how long it's on for, but yeah. So we're going to make this a regular thing.
Okay, me too as well. Let's be on this, Caroline.
You definitely should.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's tune in next week. We'll be on it. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye, Caroline.
Bye. Bye.